This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live in a week and working, let's contribute to society. Well, we're going to do that today on the DJV program. We'll do it in this hour, as we normally do. Our aim is to please, to inform, so you know what's going on and you hear our thoughts about it, stimulate your thoughts. Jennifer Horn is very stimulating. Victoria Keelan is as well. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington will make us think. So, Jennifer, let's start thinking.
Well, today is the day when Democrats will take control of the House. This will be the day that the new class of Congress is sworn in. Republicans will pick up a few more seats in the Senate. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is expected to become Speaker of the House today as she assumes control of the majority party in the House of Representatives. And this comes on day 13 of the government shutdown, when yesterday Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, other leaders from the Democratic and Republican parties went to the White House and were briefed in the Situation Room about threats to border security and the reason why we need to do something about immigration in the country. It was reported that Kirstjen Nielsen, who's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, was giving a briefing, and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, not too interested, didn't really want to hear it. Apparently, Chuck was trying to get Nancy to interrupt Kirstjen, and then he decided he would just take the bull by the horns and tried to interrupt her, I guess, halfway through her report, her update about what's happening at the southern border, and so that didn't go too far. Apparently, we're still where we were just a few days ago, and the government is still partially shut down. President Trump did say that the leaders would be coming back on Friday to continue talks. Everybody wants to figure out who's going to take the blame for this shutdown. Everybody wants to figure out who's going to win in this shutdown. Of course, on the top of the priority list for Democrats would be to come out on top of this one. So that's what they're looking to do early on. I think on probably their first order of business today will be passing a continuing resolution, which would essentially fund the government fully until September of this coming year, 2019. But it doesn't really address any of the border concerns. So no one's expected to sign it. Mitch McConnell said yesterday that if they sent that bill to the Senate for approval, the Senate would kick it back to the House because they know that the president wouldn't accept it. So a new day for incoming new Congress people and senators, but not too much progress on the shutdown front.
Same old, same old. Don't people get tired of doing the same thing, hearing the same thing, saying the same thing? It's nonsense. And it's nonsense. What is there to say about all of this, other than the gossip from Nancy Pelosi's daughter about how ruthless her mother can be? Okay, it says we've got. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was really strange. Well, My mother will slit your throat and you won't even know you're bleeding.
Right, she'll cut your head off.
Cut your head off, that's right.
What prompted that?
She was on
I'm
CNN.
Happy that I like my mom.
Yeah.
And Jen likes her mom, and Karen likes her mom.
The weird thing was, I think she likes her mom, too, but that's weird. I think that would brag, actually.
She reminds me of Patty Reagan, Patty Davis. She kind of looks like her, and she, Patty Davis didn't have much use for her mother, either.
And but I don't think she was being mean. See, I don't think
she didn't ever say
nasty.
She cut her head off. But
no, I think she said, my mom will cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. I think she was bragging that her mom's a very shrewd negotiator and that she's tough. So yeah. I think most people might think that making a reference to their mothers cutting their heads off might be something bad. No, this was actually a compliment, I think. I don't know. That's how I took it.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about your mother?
No.
No. Okay.
Jen's mom sounds like she's so sweet.
She
I could never, imagine
name,
saying
her
that.
Name is Sweeney. That's a sweet, that's even the name is sweet.
Wow, look at you.
It is.
Very good memory. Yeah.
Sweeney, yeah, it's a very sweet thing. All right, anyway, so not much for the gossip and the bull that's coming out of Washington. There's another one. I suppose this piece ought to go together with that. Banks, credit, you know, this is sort of good news. When you look at the things, the nonsense that's going on in Washington, the lack of leadership, they all ought to be fired. We say that all the time, and then we elect the same stooges to the same positions. Nancy Pelosi is so old and tired in the sense, not because of her age, but because she's been saying the same thing. She looks the same. Everything sounds the same. It's like listening to Elizabeth Warren, who now is running around the state of Massachusetts. She's going to Iowa today so that she can convince everybody that she'd be a great president. She
would
be the
spot?
Worst. Well, there's an interesting, you know, the Elizabeth Warren, again, I suppose maybe the age thing. I'm a little vulnerable when I have a conversation about that. But the business about Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who's going to outsmart the other one, who's going to outdo the other one. The two of them already are at each other for the Democratic nomination 2 years from now to run for president. And they're trying to, like, out-old each other, in a sense. And they're both harsh. They don't like each other, never have liked each other. And so that ought to be an interesting follow whatever Trump's tweets might be about the two of them, in a manner of speaking. So the good news for those who are federal workers today, many banks and credit unions that are on the, I guess, on the side of the federal workers, they cater, they try to get them as customers, are trying to help them as the shutdown goes into, what, the second week? The assistance that's been offered includes some low-interest payroll advances, no interest, maybe, in some circumstances. There are a lot of people who don't have a lot of extra money. You know how many people go from paycheck to paycheck, week to week, month to month. So there are 800,000 of these folks who've been furloughed, working, some of them without pay, since the 21st of last month. They won't get their next paycheck until the government starts again, until they reopen. Let's see here. Department of Homeland Security has found money to pay Coast Guard payroll. Future paychecks are uncertain because the funding has run out as of the end of the year. A lot of workers may be starting to feel the pinch, too. The shutdown is stretching into this next pay period. So, you know, after Christmas and the regular bills, mortgage bills, car payments, that sort of thing, utility bills, and all the Christmas bills. So it's not really their fault. They live the way they live. I'm making a judgment about that. And it's not their fault. The government is run by a bunch of stooges. They can't get it together.
I think this kind of makes, at least for me, I didn't really think much about the individual people who are affected by this. You know, we kind of joke about, oh, non-essential government employees and things like that. But, you know, these are human beings with jobs, and they show up and they do their jobs. Maybe they don't do their jobs that well. Maybe they do, and we don't know about it. And this is not all TSA and DMV workers that we like to kind of, you know, crap on. But
yeah,
it just, when people's mortgages and student loans and car payments and all that's on the line, And this is just because Trump wants $5 billion and the Democrats only want to give $2.5 billion, and this is just a pissing match between selfish, self-indulgent people. This really pisses me off now. Like, now I'm at the point where I'm on the side of the government workers who are, if you have a job and you show up and you do your job every day, you're supposed to get paid for it. And it's that simple. And it's just, I think it's horrible, and this is a travesty, and this keeps going on. Then I don't care who is to blame. Everyone is going to just come out a loser in the government on this one.
They need to fix the immigration issue, though. And the idea that we're just going to kick the can down the road, it doesn't help the government worker who's not getting a paycheck for a few days. It's not helping any of us. And the truth is that they just need to come to the table and take politics out of it. The Democrats have approved the funding for this wall. They were going to give $25 billion for border security. Now they don't want to give a cent, and they don't don't even want to give $2.5 billion. That's not even on the table at this point, because Trump said yesterday he would accept maybe a lower offer if they would present something.
But I thought $2.5 is what Chuck Schumer was talking about.
Well, maybe
before.
Chuck wants to do that, but what Nancy's going to do today in the House is zero. And this doesn't solve anything, and there are people dying in this country because no one wants to act on it. And, you know, you can't tell the family of Corporal Singh in Northern California that legal immigration should be dealt with again in a few more months, because it's never going to get dealt with. That's what they do every time, because no one wants to make the hard decisions. And so I'm sorry that some national park workers are not going to get paid, but they are going to get their money back at some point. They are going to be able to make their payments. And so I feel less sorry for them than I do for the guy who's never going to get to see his five-month-old again.
Well, it just goes to show you how effed up everything is, because nobody, you know, this thing is complicated by that thing, and that thing doesn't work because this doesn't work, and whether the wall is going to fix the problem or not, we do have a problem. I don't know that I think the wall is the right way. I don't know that I know what the right way is to fix the problem.
At this point, what $5 billion is going to get you is border security. It's not even, that's what's so ridiculous, is that everybody,
well,
and I do too, everybody's saying it's the wall, it's the wall, it's the wall.
People who come from El Salvador and Guatemala, they walk across Mexico, they get buses, and they're bussed up to the, boy, how are you going to stop that? Is this $5 billion going to deal with that? Somebody, somehow, some way, has to do something. Whether it's we go to the Mexicans and say, enough of this foolishness already. You want to do business with us? I don't know that anybody has ever rattled a saber in front of the president of Mexico. They're certainly, responsible for this. I don't like any of them. What the hell business
is that? No, I actually like the new president of Mexico. He's the only one that's actually thrown out. Yeah, he's thrown out a new idea. Just a few days ago, he suggested the idea of a free zone, where he would take 15 miles of space by the United States-Mexico border, all the way across the border, and in that area, he would allow for lower property taxes, higher minimum wage. As much as I don't know that I'm 100% supportive of what he's proposing with a free zone, I'm encouraged that at least he's giving an idea as to how to help with the issue. Because the last few presidents of Mexico just would be like, well, I don't know, and leave the people in Tijuana sleeping on the streets with tuberculosis. It's like, you have to do something. At least he's trying to think of something.
Yeah, but somebody comes to your house and knocks on the door and say, okay, I'm from across town, and I want to be on this street. But there are no other houses open, so why don't you let us sleep in your house? That'd be like somebody coming to my farm and saying, I got 15 cows, I don't know what to do with them, so I'm going to leave them at your place. No! It's not your place, it's my place!
Or use one of your cows, because I can't afford my own cow.
Yeah! I mean, no! Put yourself in the place individually, put yourself in this, in the place of America, and see if you want that sort of thing done to you. Under the circumstance, you want somebody coming from the next town or the next county or the next state and just going to camp out on your front lawn? That's really what this is. It's outrageous. Okay. Take a deep breath, Dougster, and let's get people we need with all of this stuff to deal with in order to approach it, in order to encounter it, in order to deal with it. We've got to have a good night's rest. And a good night's rest starts with a great pillow, a great mattress, great sheets, all the things that you need to get a good night's rest. Are you changing the way you have approached this in the past? Have you had lousy, kind of bumpy pillows, mattresses bumpy? You say, oh, I can't afford this. Well, you can, because everything over $200 that you buy on the MyPillow website, you can finance. It's a pretty good deal, right? Can't do that when you go to Macy's or any of the other big stores. Go to Bed Bath & Beyond and say, okay, let's see, I'm going to buy this mattress and these pillows over here, and I'll pay you $40 a week. Look at right. So this is the deal. As an example, four MyPillows for the price of two. You get two Go Anywhere pillows, two premium pillows, free shipping, and they're guaranteed till March 1st. Go online to MyPillow.com. Get the new pillows, the fresh pillows, the ones you can wash and keep clean. Use the promo code DJV. Get special bargains on all the pillows, all the items that are at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Us, many of you, remember the music of the Captain and Tennille. The captain was a guy named Daryl Dragon, whose father was Carmen Dragon, great musician of the 30s and 40s and 50s. Daryl started playing the piano when he was about three. He was very successful. Never ever said anything. He sang a little bit, but he was best known as the other half of the Captain and Tennille, Tony Tennille. He has passed away based on a problem in the renal failure he's been experiencing this for a while. Apparently, he's only 76. Good guy. He was a brilliant musician, a lot of friends who loved him. I was at my most creative in my life when I was with him, said Tony. They divorced, I think, a number of years ago. I'm not sure how long ago.
It was 2014, so not that long ago.
No, a couple of years.
She was there, though, when he died, I think. Which,
yeah. Well, that happened. I was there when my former wife died. Dragon came from this family. Carmen Dragon was the orchestra leader on a lot of the Bing Crosby records. And so Daryl Dragon went to classical musicians to be trained, played keyboards for the Beach Boys in the 60s and 70s, given the nickname Captain by Mike Love because he always wore his captain's hat on stage. In 71, he met Tony Tennille. She hired him to play piano for a musical that she was in called Mother Earth. After that, Dragon suggested that she join the Beach Boys on the next tour as an acoustic pianist. And going on the stage, they used the Captain and Tennille. They quickly formed a following. The Way I Want to Touch You is the song. This is something that I really listen to this. Yeah. This was the kind of pop music that was really kind of fun in a way in the 70s. So anyway, Love Will Keep Us Together was number one in 74, won a Grammy for Record of the Year. They married in 75, and as you just pointed out, he had gotten divorced in 2014. They were very close, though. Dragon has an older brother, Doug, a couple of nieces, no services planned. That's the end of that. I think Muskrat Love was the one that was the hardest to understand. What is that all about?
You know, I always knew that song, but I was looking up the lyrics for it earlier, and it's the most bizarre thing. Talking about, like, brushing noses and cheese and other stuff that muskrats like, and I was like, what is this?
I don't even know what a muskrat is. So
just a little,
I'm already lost.
Like
muskrat,
a little weaselly
like
animal.
Like a beaver, kind of like a beaver. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it was weird. But he was a weird dude. He was a weird dude. Anyway, whatever he went through, however he got into the problems, I don't know how much, whether he's a big drinker or not. It doesn't always cause renal failure. So, a sad moment for those who like the Captain and Tennille. Other musical stuff here. Beyonce and Jay-Z encouraging fans to try living the vegan lifestyle. The book, The Green Print, Plant-Based Diet, Best Body, Better World, written by Marco Borges, Beyonce's personal trainer. In the introduction, she and Jay-Z open up about how becoming parents changed their outlook on what they eat. They write, having children has changed our lives more than anything else. We used to think of health as a diet. Some worked for us, some didn't. Once we looked at health as the truth instead of a diet, it became a mission for us to share that truth and lifestyle with as many people as possible. And they go on to say, we have a responsibility to stand up for our health and the health of the planet. Let's take this stand together. Let's spread the truth. Let's make this mission a movement. Let's become the Green Print. So, they're going vegan. How about them apples? I suppose they're eating a lot of apples. That's good. Not a bad thing. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Let's go vegan.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions are excluded.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives today, and one of their first priorities will be an effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day, as Congress and President Trump are still deadlocked over a funding bill and the wall that President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. A meeting at the White House yesterday involving congressional leaders provided no breakthroughs. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says,
if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. That's probably the end of his presidency.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has met with the Michigan man who's jailed in Moscow, accused of spying. It was 48-year-old Paul Whelan's first meeting with any American official since the Russians arrested him Friday when he was attending the wedding of a fellow former U.S. Marine. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous La Crosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And a little sip of life change tea. Good for you. We're here to support you in your new life in the new year. It's Thursday, January the 3rd, he said, with his cracking voice. Yes, the beginning of another opportunity to make it right, to make it better. And we do that with every half hour of the program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria, would you like to lead off?
Yes. How about some good news to start off the new year? Yes. So, of course, this is the time of year where everybody joins a gym and makes resolutions and wants to get healthier. And some people stick to them and some people don't. But here's one really great study that will make a lot of people happy. Two new studies, actually, that were not even related, found the same thing, that the number one activity, physical activity that you can do, especially for women, that will help you live longer is dancing. Who doesn't love to dance? So now they say, you love dancing.
I don't like I'm not.
That's a thing. That goes
I like to move. But I don't
know. What does that mean? What does that mean? You'd like to move.
I'm not a great dancer. I don't know the steps.
Doesn't matter. According to this study, they studied a lot of different physical activities, and not a single exercise, even including like calisthenics, walking, yoga, nothing had a better turnout than dancing. 73% is is the number they came up with. It actually lowers your chance of becoming disabled as you get older. And so So in another, the second study studied 3,500 people in Japan, and they were ages 50 to 85, and they tried to figure out what type of mind-body activities they were doing and the effect that that had. So they studied Tai Chi, yoga, and dance to see how it had, what effect it had on cognitive function as you got older. And of course, now everyone's concerned about dementia, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, things like that. And they found that following these 3,500 people in Japan, that those who danced on at least a few times a week, they actually had lower cognitive decline. So there's no reverse for dementia, and there's really no definitive way to prevent it that we know of. There's some diet things that we do know, but exercise, as doctors have been saying, is very good for that. And it turns out that this new study really proves that dancing, they say, not only is good for your balance and your strength and your endurance, but also the cognitive ability. And that's something, memory of choreography, things like that, artistry of motion, all of those things will help keep you dancing until you're a ripe old
dancing
age.
Dancing and a prancing. One of the things that is, what really this leads to is getting more blood into your brain, more blood around your body. Dancing pushes the blood everywhere. It requires that the heart pump at its fullest capacity, and that's really good for everything. It's good for your muscles, it's good for your brain, it's good for all those things. And the brain, because it's where it is it's like your feet. Although the blood goes down, it's easier for it to get to your feet. It takes a lot of work to pump the blood through your carotid arteries up into your head. And to keep your brain lubricated, that's what Alzheimer's happens when your brain, your arteries get hard. Because there's nothing going into them, they just harden up. And making the blood flow, it is really the source of life. And it's no, it didn't take a genius to figure out, no blood's going to your head, no oxygen's getting to your head, the head, your brain's going to stop working.
But it is interesting, though, that because a lot of people do yoga and Tai Chi, and those are, yes, you know, very, they're not popular. Quick movements, they're slow movements, and a lot of older people do that and things. But the interesting thing is they did brain scans. I know, Doug, you're big on brain scans. They did brain scans for all these people, and they found that the white matter in the brains of elderly adults that they studied, and the white matter actually, it degrades as you get older, and that's something that you really need to have as much white matter as possible, that dancing actually increased the amount of white matter in the subjects, even in some of those who already had shown signs of decline. So that is really interesting, that dancing, and I think having your whole body connected to your brain, and more so than just doing yoga with a certain pose or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting. But it's great news because anyone can dance. Doesn't matter if you're good or not. Anyone can do it.
Just move.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about dancing is you're not necessarily cognizant of how long or how hard you're working out. You know, if you're at the gym, you might do like 45 minutes or an hour.
You're
having fun, and you can do it. You know, if I go out dancing, you can do it for 3 hours and you don't even notice how, you know, tired your body is because you're having fun the whole time. So
hopefully you're with somebody that you enjoy, and that helps as well.
Or take a dance class. My sister-in-law takes dance classes constantly. She's always trying to get me to do it, and I never want to, but now maybe I will. I
took Miss Mackey's dance class when I was in the 8th grade at the Village Hall. Good Lord.
Is that ballroom dancing?
Yeah, kind of. It wasn't for me. So one other thing, this is a good focus, a good pitch here. Looking around at the results, I just got on the scale for the first time in about 2.5-3 weeks, and I've gained 4 pounds since the last time. With Christmas, the kids here, cake, ice cream, all
that's
that stuff.
It's not too bad, though.
No, it's really not too bad. But the people who are drinking more, alcohol puts more weight on you than anything else, and is responsible for more damage in your body than almost anything else. And maybe, depending on whether you want to compare the lung, the cardio problems that come from smoking versus what happens when you drink too much, there are some before and after photos I was looking at before you stop drinking and after you stop drinking. And it really shows how much your body can change from drinking less alcohol. And alcohol is terrible for your brain. Awful. It is really, you want to have a quick demise. Drink a lot of alcohol and see what that does to your brain. So a couple of things to keep in mind, if you'll pardon the pun, exercising and even eating. Well, the big problem with alcohol is it's so full of sugar. that's something that is really damaging. I'm really studying and looking at that and figuring out ways to stay away from sugar, especially refined sugar. So a couple of things to keep in mind as we begin the new year. Today, the 3rd of January, is J.R.R. Tolkien Day, Lord of the Rings. You a fan of Lord of the Rings? You remember that Frodo used to toast his uncle Bilbo on his birthday every year. And on the Lord of the Rings, Tolkien's birthday, you are encouraged to have a birthday toast as part of Tolkien Day. Tolkien, some people pronounce it that way. The Tolkien Society has fans honor his birthday, which was January the 3rd, 1892. My sister had a dog named Frodo. Craziest dog you ever saw in your life. But really interesting. I didn't even know where Frodo came from. I said, why'd you name him Frodo? And she said, the Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit, published in 1937. Looking back at the history, Tolkien's publisher asked him to write more about hobbits the next year. He said, I write slowly. He finished The Lord of the Rings in 1949. The book was published in three volumes, initially in England, then here in the United States, 1954. And in 1957, The Lord of the Rings was awarded the International Fantasy Award. So I've never gotten into this, you ladies, into Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and all those, the movie.
I saw one of the movies and I fell asleep through the whole thing. Yeah. I'd never even tried to see the movies. So not my thing. But
no,
I feel like, Karam, this might be your thing.
Yeah, I haven't read The Hobbit, but I've read all the Lord of the Rings books and I've seen,
I've seen all the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised Victoria doesn't, because I mentioned Legolas, who is one of the most, besides Frodo and Bilbo, one of the most iconic characters Lord of the Rings. And
Legolas?
Legolas. Oh, my God. How do you guys not know Orlando Bloom's, most famous character?
Person with no legs?
Oh, my God.
I know he had long flowing hair and pointy ears in the movie.
And no legs.
And when we had this conversation and Victoria had no idea who he was, I went home and specifically asked multiple people and they were like, yeah, you're not crazy. That's a very, very well-known pop culture reference. So you guys are just out of it.
Out of it.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, I've read and I enjoy them.
Out of it. All right. Let's move on from The Hobbit to the television report for today. Jennifer Horn in charge of what's on, but letting you know what's on. We must be getting close to getting back to the regular season stuff, right, aren't we?
Monday will start some stuff. Yeah, the big stuff will start in, they like to start in March or April because then they can run all the way through, but you'll see some good premieres on Monday.
Monday. All right. Mm-hmm. So what do we see tonight? Thursday, normal
Bill
of Fare.
Mediocre premieres. You're going to see a few things. But all right, here we go. So this is what we have for tonight. Surviving R. Kelly. This is a series premiere. It's on Lifetime.
Boy.
It's a six-part docu-series that looks into decades of sexual misconduct and abuse allegations against R. Kelly, who's an R&B artist. In 2008, he was actually prosecuted for 14 counts of child pornography but found not guilty.
Yeah.
So they built a case. 50 interviews with alleged victims, witnesses, and industry insiders. That's tonight on Lifetime at 9. The season premiere of 60 Days In is on A&E tonight at 10. Seven innocent people, including a gang member turned minister, go undercover for 2 months in an Arizona jail, and they'll document their story. Now, NBC tonight has the big premiere. They have the Titan Games. The original Titans, were from Greek mythology, but the Titans game is a competition of sorts. It's also involving The Rock, which is pretty cool. If you want to see The Rock tonight and the Titan Games, that starts on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Blacklist at 10 o'clock. Gotham is back, season premiere of that. It's the last, fifth and final season, I think, of Gotham. That starts at 8 o'clock, and this is when Batman gets real. The Orville's also new after that at 9 o'clock on Fox. CW still and repeats tonight, but CBS is back for the most part. They have a new episode of Big Bang Theory at 8, followed by Young Sheldon at 8:30. Mom and Murphy Brown are on repeat, but then there's a new episode of SWAT at 10 o'clock that you can check out. So there you go, kind of a mixed bag of TV viewing tonight.
Same old, same old. It's all the same.
SWAT. Bad Kelly, though. That's not the same.
Nah,
do we need, eight episodes of what a bad guy R. Kelly is, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like one episode would have been enough.
Lifetime. And who does that appeal to? Who
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I have no answer for you on that one. Okay. If you're an R. Kelly fan, do you want to watch? I don't know. I can't.
I was thinking through as Jennifer's going through this stuff. None of anything that she said appealed to me. There wasn't one show that she talked about. The Blacklist. Oh, I thought she said Blackish.
No, The Blacklist is new tonight. That's back.
All right. So we got that.
Well, you know what? Yesterday's, just a quick follow-up on yesterday's TV report, we watched The Masked Singer last night. That is so much better than we thought it was going to be. It is really, really fun. I would highly recommend it. And you have no idea who the singers are. They could be athletes. They could be celebrities. But it's really, really cute and fun for the whole family. That is a great, great show.
Maybe that I can take. You first started talking about How to Get Away with Murder, I looked at the premise of it, and I didn't want to watch it, because even though I like Viola Davis, I didn't want to. And now, because I watched an episode on the plane, then I watched another one, I watched four episodes, I found it quite engaging. And one of the things that we talk about a lot, and a couple of my son's actor friends have been around here the last couple of days, we've been talking about how good the writing is on television and why so many people who have done movies want to do TV. First of all, there's so much work available because there's so many of these shows. Showtime, AMC, Amazon, Netflix, they all want to fill up a schedule. And they're spending a lot of money. They're paying these people a lot of money to be in these shows. And so there's a big, you get an idea. Sometimes the toughest thing is to figure out from the title what it's about. I always confused Blackish and Blacklist. And they're so, you couldn't be shows any further apart. But anyway, if people have time to watch it, I don't really have a lot of time. I might spend an hour watching a television program here and there if I find something I like. You guys tease me about NCIS. I'm kind of off the original one because I find the relationships now, since Weatherly's gone and Polly Perrette, I don't find them. Like a cohesion. I like NCIS Los Angeles because I like LL Cool J's relationship both on and off the screen with what's his face?
Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell, yeah. You can tell that they like each other. It's very interesting how you look at chemistry, and I know that they like each other. They're very close friends. Chris O'Donnell is a family man, never goes out, never does any. He's always... shows up, does his work, and goes home. And there's something to respect about. He doesn't want people in his life and his face. Leave me alone. I get my, this is a job for him. And he does it well. It's not like he's running around trying to promote. LL Cool J is a little different, but he has such a warm, engaging personality that you want to see them and the show do well. That's just the kind of... that's the way I think about these things anyway, one way or the other. All right, let's see what else I can think about. How to clean your teeth, leave a lasting impression. Clean the stains. You got all kinds of whitening systems available. You can see them advertised all over the Internet. They're all over newspaper advertising, television advertising. This is the one that works. Power swabs. Instantly, you'll be amazed by the results. Easy to get. Go on, you don't go online, you just go to the phone, call 800-208-1797. Kind of the old school. Use the code DJV and you get it for half the retail price. Power swabs. Take my word for it. You've heard me talk about this off and on for years and years. Super fast, easy, doctor, dentist, hygienist approved. It'll get rid of those coffee stains, white wine stains, and save the enamel in your teeth. 800-208-1797. Call now and order power swabs.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan joins me. I join her. I listen to her. You can listen to her as well as we move into the world of technology, starting with what the latest is from Windows. I find the new Windows 10 to be awful.
Really?
Oh, horrible. It's making me think I should have, instead of bought this new computer, that I bought the solid-state computer, I wished I had bought a Mac. And just gone, bite the bullet. Just find it, and it's annoying, it's awkward, it's just a pain. And finding things, anyway, go ahead, what do you have on Microsoft?
Well, that's really interesting because Microsoft actually has some good news. They finished 2018 as the world's most valuable company, and it's all because of Windows. And the latest Windows 10 operating system is actually now the most popular desktop operating system in the world, and it has finally beat out Windows 7. Yeah. Now, did you go from Windows 7 to 10?
Yes.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Windows 10 now has just about 40% of the desktop market share. And so Windows, it's taken them 3.5 years to really get people to move on from Windows 7 because Windows 7 was really popular. And it's been out for 10 years now. So part of the problem is when you leave an operating system for 10 whole years, people get very used to it. And then when you upgrade and you change it on them, then it's, like you said, it feels probably clunky and it feels weird and new and different. So, but they are planning.
Stuff to it. You can't easily find contacts. It's just and you can't, when you do email, You have to go back, and it's just obnoxiously difficult. It's way too difficult.
Well, Windows 10 is now running on more than 700 million devices, including PCs, tablets, phones, and even Xbox One consoles. So they're going to be moving forward. And unfortunately, if you are in the boat like you are, Doug, if you don't really like the 10 and you want to go back to Windows 7, they're ending support for Windows 7.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, so there's going to be
an
extended... Yeah, that's yes. I heard that. I'm an Apple user, so I haven't used it, but yeah, I've heard that 8 was a disaster. But if you are still using 7, you can buy the extended support that will last you until January 14th of 2020. But then after that, that's it. You're going to be forced essentially to either have no support with Windows 7, or you're going to have to move on and upgrade to Windows 10. So it's not great news if you don't like Windows 10. However, Microsoft is very happy because they're actually doing well and doing a lot better than they expected to.
And they're playing right into the hands of, or Apple's playing into the hands of Microsoft. We'll find out how that works right after this.
The Geek Out. Fortnite is the free video game that just keeps making more and more money. Odds are you or somebody you know is playing Fortnite, and in 2018, it has earned $3 billion in profit for its developer, Epic Games. Now again, Fortnite is free to download and play, but it makes its money through the sale of in-game digital items that don't impact your competitive status. The numbers are staggering, and the analytics site Sensor Tower is reporting iOS users alone are spending on average $1.2 million every day buying Fortnite stuff like skins, battle packs, and dances. Again, things that don't make you more powerful, just make you look different or are funny. We've linked to a great post about Fortnite's $3 billion 2018 at the Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's, for the Apple users or people who have invested in Apple, give them the bad news there, Victoria.
Yeah, so Microsoft had good news and Apple has bad news. Apple CEO Tim Cook actually said yesterday that they are expecting a revenue of $84 billion in the quarter ending December 29th. Now, that still sounds like a lot of money. However, they were really expecting somewhere between $89 and $93 billion. So that's about $10 billion short on the high end. And the big problem is China. And they had, you know, with the trade wars going on, and a huge drop in sales in China. China went after Apple and started banning iPhones, and so that's all of that together has really affected their bottom line. And iPhone sales make up about 59% of Apple's revenue, and they didn't have a great fourth quarter with iPhones. People are not really down with the 10R or the 10S and the 10S Max. Those phones start at $749. They didn't really rush to buy them this holiday season. Also, the Apple Watch Series 4 and the iPad Pro also saw some sales declines as well.
Yeah. All right. So good news and bad news. That's kind of a balance. And this is the Balanced DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.